第一节。
Verse one.
这里说，起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这一节圣经节是圣经的起头。
This is the beginning of the Bible.
这一节圣经节不但把圣经是什么样的书讲得很清楚，也告诉我们这个宇宙的存在可以分作两类。
This verse tells us what this Bible is about, and it also explains to us that the universe consists of two kinds of creation.
一类就是创造的主，另外一个就是被造者。
I'm sorry, it consists of two categories of existence in the universe. The one is the creator, and the other is the created.
那这个创造主只有一个。
And there is only one creator.
那所有其他都是被造。
Everything else that exists are created.
那这个被造的包括我们人活在地上。
And those created include the human beings who live on this earth.
那这本书也告诉我们是以神为中心的一本书。
And this book is a book that is centered on God.
所以神创造天地这是神的杰作。
When God created the heavens and the earth, he made it a masterpiece.
那我们要了解神的创造，要了解神，要借着他给我们的这一本手册，就是神他圣经神的话。
And in order to know God and his creation, we must know it through the instruction manual that he has given to us, which is his word.
如果没有圣经，我们很难了解神。
Without the Bible, it is difficult for us to know God.
我们人从哪里来，人往哪里去，人活着要做什么。
We will not have answers to questions such as, where did man come from? Why are we here? Where are we going?
那创造我的神又是什么样的一位神？
Or what is the God that created us like?
没有圣经很难了解。
Without the Bible, it is hard to know the answers to these questions.
那有了圣经，我们有很多的很重要的问题都有答案。
But since we have the Bible, we have found answers to many important questions.
那这里说神创造天地从第一节开始一直到差不多是第二章的开始才结束。
And it starts with
saying 第一章的结束。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and then the Bible continues to describe this process till the end of this chapter.
那到第二章就是造物的工都做完了，那第七日就是安息日。
And starting in chapter 2, it records that the heavens and the earth have been created, and God rested on the Sabbath.
那在诗篇119篇里面这样说，我们看诗篇119篇。
Please turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇64节。
Psalm 119 verse 64.
这里说，主啊，你的慈爱遍满大地。作诗的人说，神的慈爱遍满大地。
The earth of the Lord, the earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy.
在33篇里面说，遍地充满神的慈爱。
And in Psalm 33, it says, the whole earth is full of the loving kindness of God.
那这个遍地就是从第一章从第三节开始，神的创造，一直到第一章结束。
And the whole earth, the creation of the whole earth, is described in Genesis chapter 1, verses 3 to the end.
这是篇是充满神的慈爱，就是神用他的爱来创造。
When it says the earth is full of God's mercy, it means that God created this earth with His love.
首先我们看创造的次序。
Let's first look at the creation, the order of creation.
所有创造最后一天是造人。
On the last day, God created man.
为什么最后一天造人？
Why did he create him on the last day?
这个如果我们去想，我们就知道这是神的慈爱。
If we think about it, it is really God's mercy and love.
因为在造人以前所有人生活必要的条件都已经预备。
Before God created man, he prepared everything that this man would need.
所以第六天造人的时候人就不需要忧虑。
Therefore, on the sixth day, when man was created, man did not have to worry about anything.
如果神造人在第五天,
Had God created man on the fifth day?
或者第四天?
Or even the fourth day?
第三天?
Or the third day?
那人的生活都不完美。
Then he would not have had a good life.
那到第六天来创造人生活一切他都预备好了。
But because God created him on the sixth day, God prepared everything for him.
啊，所以三十一节说神看这一切都是甚好。
And verse 31 says, God saw everything that was good.
啊，一切美善的、全备的都是从神来。
Every good and perfect thing comes from God.
为神创造啊，神看一切都是好的。
God created everything, and He saw that everything was good.
因为用他的能力、用他的智慧、用他的慈爱来创造，哪里有不好？
He created everything with His wisdom and His power. Of course, it is good.
所以神所创造的不需要再改进。
God's creation does not need improvement.
但是人所创造啊，人所造的啊，常常需要一直在。更新进步
But the creation of human hands continuously undergo improvement.
好，那这里说神所造都甚好啊，这个可以指着好几方面来说。
When the Bible says that God saw everything He created was good, was very good, it can mean many things.
那其中有一个就是啊，人被创造的时候是活在神的祝福当中。
And one of the good things is that God created man.So that man lives under God's blessings.
我们看27节。
Let's read verse 27.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。28节。
28.
神就赐福给他们。这里说神就赐福给他们。
It says, then God blessed them.
所以起初的人哈。被造是好的，因为他是活在神的恩典当中。
The man that God created was good because he lived in God's blessing.
因此我们看，虽然他们有工作做叫他修理看守，但是在伊甸园里面，基本生活上是没有问题。
Even though they had to work by maintaining the garden, their livelihood was not a problem.
那我们现在的生活看起来好像不太好，为着生活的需要经历很多痛苦，有很多的压力。
But today our life doesn't seem as good because we have to undergo many pressures and trials in order to earn a living.
好像跟神当初所创造的不一样。
Our life seems to be different from that which God created.
所以我们现在对照我们的生活，跟创世纪第一章好像不太一样。
So when we compare our present day life with that of the recorded in Genesis, we see a great difference.
那到底问题出在哪？
So what is the problem?
问题不在人，不在神，是在人。
The problem is not with God, it is with man.
所以第三章描写人违背了神。
In chapter 3, Genesis records how man disobeyed God.
就是吃着这个善恶树上的果子。
They ate the fruit from the knowledge of good and evil.
那人就被赶出去了。
And they were cast out of the garden.
然后十四节开始神就对人宣判。
And in verse 14, God started to send a judgment upon the man.
16节对女人说要有苦楚。
He said to the woman that she will suffer greatly.
16节哈，我们看到最后几字苦楚苦楚，然后你丈夫要管辖你，这都是不好的。
And in verse 16, we can see that she will go through great sorrows and pain.And her husband will rule over her.
就是人不再有神的福气
Man has lost God's blessings.
所以变成活着不是很好，很多的忧虑。
So life was no longer good because they had to go through many trials.
那十七节
Verse 17.
要终身劳苦才得吃，从地里得吃。
And man had to toil in order to eat from the earth.
然后十八节要长出荆棘跟棘藜来。
And in verse 18, thorns and thistles will bring forth.
也就是在努力的过程当中荆棘跟棘藜会扎我们，会痛，会有痛苦。
In other words, as we toil for our livelihood, there will be pains piercing us.
那十九节开始要汗得满面才得糊口。
And verse 19 says, In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread.
然后还要归于尘土。
And you will return to the ground.
这跟神当初用慈爱来创造就不一样。
This is very different from the picture of God creating everything in loving kindness.
因为人选择离开神。
This is because man chose to leave God.
那这个错误一直到主耶稣来。 就要挽回这个人所犯的错误。
But our Lord Jesus Christ eventually came to redeem us from our mistake.
所以在基督里一切都变成新的。
In Jesus Christ, everything has become new.
因此神对亚当的咒诅，我们在基督里面可以变成新的。
Therefore, the curse of Adam can be reversed or removed in Jesus Christ.
因此我们今天在主耶稣里面，我们要重新活在神对亚当的祝福。
Therefore, today in Jesus Christ, we are able to renew the blessings that God gave to Adam.
因此我们看马太的第六章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 6.
31节。
Verse 31.
第六章三十一节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。32节。
32.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用这一切东西，你们天父是知道的。33节。
33.
你们要先求他的国跟他的义，这些东西要加给你们。那这里告诉我们说，不要忧虑吃什么喝什么。
Tells us here not to worry what to eat or drink.
不要为生活忧虑太多。
Do not worry too much about life.
那要怎么办呢？
What should we do then?
要先求神的国跟神的义。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
就是求神来做我们的王，管理带领我们的生活。
In other words, we need to ask God to be the Lord and ruler of our lives.
然后神的义就是做神认为对的事情。
To do the righteousness of God means to do everything that is right in His eyes.
那这样就在灵里面等于回到伊甸园去了。
Then spiritually, we will return to the Garden of Eden.
那我们就重新得到神的祝福。
We will again receive God's blessings.
对，生活就不需要忧虑。
Our lives will no longer be filled with anxiety.
因此在亚当所咒诅那些痛苦，在主耶稣里面，我们就可以重新再得到恩典。
Therefore, even though Adam received the curse and pain, today we can receive grace again through Jesus Christ.
所以犹大书说我们要保守自己，藏在神的爱里面。
The book of Jude encourages us to keep ourselves constantly in God's love.
那怎么保守自己在神的爱里面？
How do we keep ourselves in God's love?
就是常常遵守他的话。
It is to always keep God's word.
常常亲近他。
It means to always draw close to God.
那我们生活会充满很多神的恩典。
Then our lives will be filled with God's blessings.
那我们尽量去做，但是生活不必挂虑。
We just have to do our best in our lives, and we will not need to worry about life.
因为我们回到伊甸园里面。
This is because we have returned to the Garden of Eden.
所以我们跟没有信一个差别，就是没有信要很认真去做，但是忧虑很多。
So the difference between a believer and an unbeliever is that a believer works very hard and he also worries.
但是我们信主的，你认真去做，但是你不需要忧虑。
But a believer works hard without having to worry.
因为回到伊甸园，回到神的祝福中。
This is because the believer has returned to the Garden of Eden and found God's blessings again.
所以被造的最重要是要做一个造他的人所喜欢的人。
Therefore, the most important thing for the created being to do is to do what is pleasing to his creator.
那只要那个照他的喜欢，那被照的还有什么可以忧虑？
And whenever the creator is pleased, the created being has nothing to worry about.
那我们现在问题就是说，我们很忧虑我们的生活，但是我们不在乎神怎么对我们有什么感觉。
But today, we are often very worried about our lives without considering whether what we do pleases God.
那其实最重要，我要做过一个神喜欢的生活，做一个神喜欢的人，那生活真的不要忧虑。
But if we come back to the very basic, which is to please God and to live a life that's pleasing to Him, then our lives should have no worries.
这是我们从圣经看得出来，我们很多人也有体验。
And this is the teaching of the Bible as well as our personal experience.
我们再回到创世纪的第一章。
Let's come back to Genesis chapter 1.
27节。
Verse 27.
创世纪第一章的27节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 27.
神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。这里说神照他的形象造人。
God created man in his own image.
然后照他形象造男跟造女。
And in his image, he created them male and female.
如果我们来想一个问题。人的价值在哪里？
We can think about this question. What is the value of man?
或者说人的尊贵性在哪里？
In other words, what is the dignity of man?
我们现在如果没有圣经，真的会抓不清楚。
Without the Bible, we cannot find the true answer.
那在特别在第二章第三章亚当犯罪以后。
In chapter 3, after Adam has sinned.
根据神所说话，就必定死。
According to the word of the Lord, he should die.
那在死的过程当中人会老，再来会变，会死。
And before, and in the process, he would age and eventually become sick and die.
所以在人很年轻的时候，
while man is young,
人感觉不出来到底人生最重要的是什么。
He may not realize what is the most important in life.
但是到人开始年纪大以后，
but as he gets old,
外体渐渐朽坏，
as his body deteriorates,
外体没有荣耀。
When his body is not as presentable as before.
那我们才想到，那神造人的价值在哪里？
Then he may begin to realize what is really valuable about being a human.
那做一个人的价值就是跟还没有犯罪的亚当一样，这就是最有价值。
To be the most valuable that we can be, we need to be like Adam before he sinned.
因为神造的都是好的。
Because God created everything in the first place to be good.
好的就是最尊贵的，最有价值的。
Good means most valuable and most precious.
我们现在来看哥林多后书。
Let's read 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
16节。
Verse 16.
哥林多后书四章的十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却心是一天。好，这个告诉我们说，外体虽然毁坏，内心会一天心是一天。
Our outward man is perishing, but the inward man is being renewed day by day.
这节圣经节就告诉我们做人的价值在哪里。
This verse teaches us the true value of a human being.
如果我们做人的价值放在肉体上，
If we place our value on our physical body,
那有一天我们肉体毁坏，那个价值就没有了。
Then one day, as our bodies perish, then our values are also lost.
但是我们现在看，大部分人都是凭眼见在活着。
And today, most people live by sight.
就是很注重肉体。
In other words, they pay attention to the physical body.
差不多所有的精力时间都是在照顾肉体的需要。
They put all of our energy on their need, on the needs of the physical body.
那怎么让肉体活得很舒服？
They want to make their physical bodies enjoy life.
那用很短的这个时段来看，当然这是很好。
If you just look at the present temporary time frame, this seems to be a good idea.
但是我们如果看长一点，就发现这个不是人活着真的目标。
But if you look in the long run, you will realize that this is really not the whole purpose of life.
因为你肉体会一直往下掉，会水朽坏。
Because our physical body will eventually perish.
那圣经给我们说，内心要一天心是一天。
But the Bible says the inward man is being renewed day by day.
一直在更新。
It is continually renewed.
那这个才是人真正的价值。
This is where the value of a person lies.
所以圣经告诉我们人看肉体外表，但是神看内心。
As the scripture says, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart.
也就是说，人在衡量人是用眼睛在衡量。
People judge each other based on the outward appearance.
但是神在衡量人是看人的内心，这是人肉眼看不到。
But God judges a person based on his inner being or his heart, and this is something other people cannot see.
因此这里说，看不见的是永远的。
But it says here that what cannot be seen is everlasting.
看不见就是我们里面那个灵魂。
The things which are not seen are the souls within us.
那是永远的。
These are eternal.
那我们看不见那个灵魂，那个价值又怎么去决定呢？
And how can we determine the values of our soul?
就是有神的形象。
It is valuable because it has the image of God.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
24节。
Verse 24.
以弗所书第四章的24节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 24.
并且穿上新人，这个新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
in that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
这里说是照着神的形象造的新人。
According to God, a new man.
就是当初神在创造亚当的时候所造的那个人一样。
So this is the very same man that God created in the Garden of Eden.
所以这里告诉我们，我们在主里面可以一起追求灵性不断的成长。
In Jesus Christ, we can continually work on the spiritual growth.
那到最后像神一样有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And our ultimate goal is to be like God with true righteousness and holiness.
那这个人就最有价值。
This is the most valuable person.
在神面前最尊贵，神最宝贵的一个。
This is the most precious and dignified person.
所以我们信耶稣以后，我们发现我们的观念就不一样。
So after we become believers, our mentality should change.
我们追求的方向也不再跟以前一样。
And the things that we work for will be different.
因为我们知道什么是真正有价值的。
This is because we have come to understand what is truly valuable.
那是我们里面那个灵魂。
It is the soul that lives in us.
那是我们的灵性能够跟神一样。
That is what allows us to share the divine nature of God.
那因为这样啊，所以我每一天活在世界上，不断要操练身体，更重要要在敬虔上操练。
Therefore, living in this world, not only should we train ourselves bodily, we should all the more train ourselves in godliness.
去看提摩太前书第四章。
Please read 1 Timothy chapter 4. First Timothy chapter 4, verse 8.
说操练身体，益处还少，唯有敬虔，凡事都有益处，有今生跟来世的应许。
For bodily exercise profits a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and that which is to come.
这些圣经告诉我们说，操练身体是有益处的，不是都没有益处。
Bodily exercise is not completely without any benefit.
但是还有另外一种操练是敬虔的操练。
But there is another kind of training.
那这个敬虔上的操练是指着我们里面那个灵性的操练。
Which is the training of godliness or the training of the spiritual person.
那身体的操练是指着是外在的操练。
The bodily exercise is an outward exercise.
那如果把它的益处比较起来。
And if we compare the values of these two,
那操练身体益处还少。
Then the exercise, physical exercise has very little value.
因为只有今生的益处。
Because it only benefits us in this life.
而且你肉体渐渐衰老，那个益处就渐渐减少。
And as your body deteriorates, the value of that becomes less and less.
所以运动好啊，但是是一生之，如果只有运动，没有灵性上操练，这个好是一直在减少。
So while it is good to exercise, but if you only exercise and don't train up your spirit, the value of your exercise will only deteriorate day by day.
那更有价值是要敬虔上操练。
What is even more valuable is training yourself or exercising in godliness.
我们现在聚会、读经、祷告、灵修，这个都是在敬虔上在操练。
Attending church service, listen to the word, praying and cultivating ourselves are all different forms of spiritual exercise.
这里说有今生跟来世的应许。
And this exercise brings promises for both this life and the life to come.
这个今生的应许就是做神所喜欢的儿女得到神丰盛的恩典。
To have the promise in this life means that we become true children of God and receive His blessings in this life.
还有来生的应许就是我们可以回到神的国，享受神要给我们的荣耀，永远的基业。
And the promise which is to come refers to receiving the future glorious inheritance in the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们是被造的。
We are the created beings.
因此我们要了解我们被造的真正的价值在哪里。
Therefore, we must truly understand the value of the being, the created being.
那我们人生的追求方向才会正确。
Only then can we have a correct direction in life.
那如果神造我们那到底神造我们的目的又在哪里？
God created us, but what is the purpose of His creation?
这个也是值得我们来追求。
And this is something we need to find out.
好，我们看以赛亚书四十三章。
Please turn to Isaiah 43.
以赛亚书的四十三章。
Isaiah 43.
27节
Verse 27.
以赛亚书四十三章的二十七节。
Isaiah 43 verse 27. Your first father sinned, and your mediators have transgressed against me.
四十三章，以赛亚书。
I'm sorry, verse 21. This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise.
我们再看第七节。
Let's read verse 7. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
那从这两节圣经我知道神创造人哦，就是要显扬他的荣耀。
God created man for his glory.
所以诗篇里面说，诸天在述说神的荣耀，穹苍在传扬他的手段。
The Psalms tell us that the heavens declare God's praise, and his handiwork declare his majesty.
在神的荣耀借着他所创造的万物彰显出来。
God manifests his great glory through his creation.
那这个神的创造的荣耀也要彰显在他所造的人的身上。
Likewise, God wants to manifest his glory through the human beings he created.
我们看诗篇的十九篇。
Let's read Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm 19.
第一节
Verse 1.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
那如果天地是要传扬神的手段，述说他的荣耀，那人被造的目的也是这样。
If the heavens are made to declare the glory of God, how much more human beings?
所以人活着要做什么？
So what is the purpose of living in this world?
就是要荣耀那创造我们的神。
It is for us to glorify it. To bring glory to the God who made us.
那达到那个目标，我们就达到神创造我们的目的。
And if we reach that goal, then we have accomplished the purpose for which He made us.
那活着就是有意义。
That will make our life meaningful.
那如果我们活着不能荣耀神，
if our lives fail to bring God glory,
比方说犯罪亏缺神的荣耀，
if we sin against God and fall short of His glory,
那活着就没有意义。
Then our existence becomes meaningless.
因为没有达到神创造的目标。
Because we have failed to achieve the purpose for which He made us.
所以人活着有没有价值，有没有意义，不是用我们的尺度在量我们。
So we do not measure the value of our existence by our own measures.
是用创造我们那一位神，用他的尺度、他的目的来衡量。
But we have to measure our value according to God's measure and God, the purpose of God's creation.
那这样我们活着一生才不会枉然了。
Then our lives will not be lived without meaning.
因此以赛亚书里面好几个地方说神为自己要来做一些事情。
Isaiah tells us that God does many things for his own sake.
我们看四十三章，以赛亚书四十三章。
Let's read Isaiah 43.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
四十三章二十五节。
Isaiah 43 verse 25.
唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，也不纪念你的罪恶。
I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins.
所以神要赦免我们的罪。
God forgives us of our transgressions.
为什么？
Why?
为着他自己的缘故。
He does this for his own sake.
因为罪人不能荣耀神呢。
Sinners cannot glorify him.
罪人不能得到神的恩典呢。
Sinners cannot receive God's blessings.
那神很爱人。
But God loves man.
那他是用赦免人的罪。
So he blots out our transgressions.
那是人能够再荣耀他。
He enables us to glorify him again.
也使人能够再一次来享受他的恩典。
He enables us to enjoy his blessings again.
所以我们的罪可以被赦免，不是我们，原因不是我们，是因为神为他自己的原因。
Our sins are blotted out not because of anything we have done, but simply because God does it for His own sake.
为着他的名的荣耀。
He does it for His name's glory.
那诗篇二十三篇说，为着他自己的名引导我们走义路。
Psalm 23 tells us that God leads us in the right path of righteousness for His own sake.
所以神创造我们，其实他是负责到底的。
So God created us and He is responsible for our lives all the way to the end.
神拣选我们，其实他是负责到底的。
God has chosen us and He will guarantee that election to the end.
其实常常问题是出在我们人不愿意来接受他的带领。
Unfortunately, the problem always lies with human beings who are unwilling to yield to His guidance.
神天天要带领我们走义路。
God wants to lead us in the path of righteousness every day.
那个义路就是通往天国的路。
This path of righteousness is the path that leads to heaven.
只要我们亲近他，我们常常可以感受到神与我们同在，在帮助我们。
As long as we draw close to Him, we can always feel His ever-present help.
在每一个困难可以看到神在引导我们。
And through every difficult circumstance, we can experience His guidance.
就是为着他自己的原因。
And He does all of these for us for His own sake.
每一个人进到天国对神来说这是荣耀。
And every person that enters heaven brings God glory.
因此创造我们的神不是创造一死就忘记我们。
So the God who created us did not just create us and abandon us.
他一直要带我们一直回到他的国度。
But rather, He will continuously lead us until we reach His kingdom.
那在以赛亚书里面有提到神非常伟大。
Isaiah mentions God's greatness often.
因为当时以赛亚书很多时代很多人去拜偶像。
During the time of Isaiah, many people turned to idols.
那神要让以色列百姓回头。
God wanted the Israelites to turn back to Him.
神要提醒他们神有多伟大。
God wanted to remind them His greatness.
那人有多渺小。
And how minute human beings are.
然后这个偶像是有多么没有用。
And how useless idols are.
那这样来比较让人能够回心转意归向神。
So God compares Himself to these useless things so that human beings can come back to God.
所以以赛亚书里面我们来看几节圣经节。
Let's refer to a few passages in Isaiah.
看神怎么在彰显他的伟大跟荣耀。
About how God manifests His glory.
我看以赛亚书的。43章好，再来看。
Let's come back to Isaiah 43.
Okay, 40章，以赛亚书40章。
Let's read chapter 40 instead.
12节。
Verse 12.
谁曾用手心量诸水，用手的虎口量诸天，用升斗量大地的尘土，用秤子称山岭，用天平平山岭呢？这里神在发问题。
God raises a question.
谁量过诸水？谁量过苍天？谁称过大地
？Who's measured the waters heaven with his span？
答案是没有人。
No one.
那这样，这个答案也要表示说，神是很伟大的。
So these questions direct to God's greatness.
因为他所创造的人没有办法衡量。
Because no human being can ever measure God's creation.
那十三节说，谁能够测度神的心，做他的谋士呢
？Verse 13, who has directed the spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has taught him?
神这么伟大的杰作，到底有哪一个人给他做参谋，给他意见过呢？
God is so great, and no one can be His counselor.
答案也是没有。
The answer is no.
也表示说，神太有智慧，智慧到人没有办法加一点意见。
God's wisdom is so great that no human knowledge can ever add to His great wisdom.
我们再看第十五节。
Verse 15.
万民都像水桶的一滴，又如天平上的微尘。
The nations are as a drop in a bucket and counted as a small dust on the scales.
人跟人相比有伟大的人。
If we compare man to man, there may be great people.
但是人跟这个神所创造的万物来比，一滴水好像一滴水。
But when we collectively compare it ourselves to God's creation, we are just like a drop in the bucket.
好像空气中的微尘。
We're like a fine dust in the air.
好像没有一样。
We're as if we're nothing.
神多伟大。
see how great God is.
啊，看十七节。
Verse 17.
说万民在他面前好像虚无，被他看为不及虚无，乃是虚空。
All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted by him less than nothing and worthless.
所以在神面前，人好像没有一样。
So in front of God's eyes, we are as good as nothing.
神太伟大了。
God is so great.
哦，但是人像没有一样，神还愿意听人的祷告，还愿意拯救我们犯罪的人，那是神太慈爱了。
Despite how small and useless we are, God still listens to our prayers and saves us. And this tells us how much God loves us. Verse 18.
你们究竟将谁比神？用什么形象啊与神比较呢？
To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare to him?
这个主要是在讲偶像啊。
This refers to the idols.
偶像怎么能够跟神相比呢？
How can idols ever compare to God?
所以人怎么能够离开这个创造我们这一位神去拜另外一个神呢？
How can human beings leave their creator and worship another God?
那这么伟大的神，我没有拜，去拜另外一个神，那是得罪这个创造主。
It is a sin against the creator to worship the created things.
啊，因此这个以赛亚书里面啊，提到很多神创造的伟大，要来提醒以色列百姓要敬拜他。
The prophet Isaiah constantly mentions of God's greatness so that the human beings may be reminded and turn back to God.
我们渺小的人也就可以从此变成很尊贵，在神面前很有价值，也可以得神很丰盛的恩典。
And if we do turn back to God, even though we are small and minute, before God, we can become valuable and return to Him to receive His blessings again.